like show business. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
And this is It's Movie Time. Howdy, cowboy.
Howdy do.
A very hostile Kevin Carr here today.
I'm wound up. I'm really not all that wound up by this movie, though.
We're talking about Hostiles, directed by Scott Cooper, who did also Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart's what he's best known for. Yeah. And
Out of the Furnace, Black Mass.
Yeah.
It's kind of heavy-duty stuff, wouldn't you say, Kev?
He is not a lighthearted director, no. His stuff is it's very heavy, it's very dour.
So in this one, Christian Bale, with an appropriate last name, Baleful actor, is the Union captain transporting...
He's an Indian chief who... He's got to get back to his land.
The federal government kind of softening up a little bit on its anti-Indian.
His character is one of the old school people who spent most of his time slaughtering the Indians.
Bale.
And that's what he...
And the chief did spend a lot of time slaughtering.
Oh, yeah.
The white man. The chief is played by Wes Studi. This is not the first time he's played an Indian.
Well-known guy.
Lots of close-ups of that furrowed face. Along the way, we have a lovely lady played by... Rosamund Pike. Yeah. I mean, her family, very much like Searchers and so on, in some sense here. The family's been decimated by the Indians.
Yep.
She's alone.
Joins the party.
People will cite Unforgiven, some Westerns that have occurred after Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
Where we could kind of a revisionist. Do you consider this a revisionist Western?
Conflicting things going on in here. One of them is they have this rogue group of Indians that is about as stereotypical that you'd expect to ever see on some like 1950s crappy TV show. And you know, they slaughter her family. And I thought we were past that in terms of how we make cowboy and Indian movies. And then they have that overly dour return, like you said, the Unforgiven thing where you're looking at what you've done in your past and you're trying to make peace with yourself and peace with others. I wouldn't say it's revisionist because I think it shows the bad stuff and the good stuff, but I just don't think it's very finessed.
Kevin, we get very little about the Indians in this.
Especially the bad guys.
And even with the chief in that group, they're almost mute for something else irrelevant. Let's throw in Ben Foster to give him a chance.
Who's great in the movie. But yeah, he's just like in for like a scene.
He's a murderer they have to take back to be tried.
Yeah.
But I can't figure out where that really fits in.
Seriously, it felt like there were like three different scripts that they were trying to do. And he's kind of crammed them all together.
Right.
People are people no matter where they are. And even if they're doing horrible things or they've done horrible things, there's always a certain like sense of humor and a lighthearted.
Boy.
Everything is just, it's just dour.
I love gloomy movies.
Yeah.
So there are parts of this that I really like. I have a sense of the reality of taking somebody from New Mexico to Montana, how difficult that would be. You would come across some very bad people along the way.
Well, and they all have very heavy hearts. You know, it's the end of an era for Christian Bale. Same thing for Wes Studi's character. Rosamund Pike's been widowed.
Yes,
and
yes.
Everyone's got some heavy stuff.
We're 1890s, I think. So we're approaching the fin de siècle. We're going into a new century. These people are being phased out completely.
And there was this turning point with really with the kind of classic Westerns that Clint Eastwood did in like the late 60s and in the 70s. The turning point from the rah-rah hootin' and hollering old school Western and the more retrospective and introspective movies that came after it. And so introspective on some of these, it's just heavy. And it's, to me, that's not it.
Dances with Wolves.
Okay.
I can take that kind of sweet, slow approach to the change that's coming, his assimilation with the Indians. I got that.
Well, because it's his story.
Yeah, exactly.
And they stick with it.
Yes. However, this one is just hitting you with Christian Baleism from the beginning to the end. Kevin Carr, I think before we absolutely put our audience to sleep with our gloom here, our despair, as if they don't have enough to despair about today, the film is Hostiles. It's opening today.
Yeah.
And it stars Christian Bale. Kevin Carr, what grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it a C-.
Yeah, I'm going to award it a B. Who knows? However, we do know we've brought our hats to the show.
That's right. Riding off into the sunset. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.